Begin the Karat Daven, set the Shavuos Daf Hey. Begin 10 lines down at the top of the Amud. But the Gemara quotes a brisa from the previous Daf that was introduced because we were trying to figure out who is the Tana of our Mishnah, which you said it's not like Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Kiva. So then the Gemara had attempted to say that it's Rebbe, and not only that Rebbe is quoting it like different Tanakh opinions, one like Rabbi Kiva, one like Rabbi Shmuel, in regards to Yedi Satum and Shavuos, Shtayim Shana Arba, but actually that he holds like it. And we were able to bring a source for one of them, but the other one not. Therefore, the Gemara concluded on the lines right before we're beginning that actually it was Rebbe quoting like Rebbe Kiva in regards to Shavuos Shtayim Shana Arba, but he doesn't hold like that. However, in regards to Yedius HaTum and the Shtayim Shana Arba, that we proved that he himself holds like Rebbe Shmuel, and that's the opinion he's quoting in our Mishnah when he says Yedius HaTum is Shtayim Shana Arba both for the lapse of Tumah in regards to Mikdash and Kaidish, Shana Arba even for the lapse of Kaidish or the lapse of Mikdash. What was that source? A goofa we had learned that it says in the Braisa, Minayin Shein Echayiv, Ela Al Sheesh Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, Yediyah B'Saif, Fel Ben Netayim. Like our Mishnah said, which everyone agrees to that premise, that the halacha of Yediyah Satuma, for being Chayiv Karban Oil B'Yayrid, is only if there was initially an awareness, I'm Tomei, this is Kaidish, then a lapse of awareness that, oh yeah, I forgot it was Tomei, and I ate or I went into the Mikdash. And then there was awareness at the end. How do we know that that's the halacha? Tamalema, because the pasuk teaches vanelam vanelam shnei pa'am. It says the word vanelam two times. So the first time we know, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is being quoted over here, that it's coming to say because only vanelam tamei, that only regards halamas tamei and not regards halamas mikdash hakodesh. But why does it say the second time? Oh, the second time it comes to say because v'yada, you don't need a diyada at the end because you know he knows at the end. That's why he's coming to bring a carbon. It's as if v'yada is before the second vanelam to say that is yediyah, then halama, and then yediyah. That's it, Rebbe Kiva. That's why he says that's the source for how we know it. Rebbe Ami says, no, ain't a tzarech. You don't need to have the second vanelam to teach you that. Hareyu oim vanelam, it says, and he was it eluded him, it was a lapse of awareness. Mechalal shiyada, obviously he initially knew. Now, then it says v'yada, and then it says again that he knew. It says two times knowing. What's two times knowing? Because obviously he knew, he forgot, and then he knew. That's the halacha yedi b'tchila yedi b'sayif v'helem in the time. So M.K. and so says Rebbe, if so, ma tamalum v'nelem v'nelem. Now what does it teach us when it says the word v'nelem two times, if he's not using the second time to use like Rebbe Kiva did it for? That's l'chayiv al-helem tumah v'al-helem mikdash. That's come to tell you that the liability for this halacha of yediyah satumah to be chayiv kabban arul v'yod is like Rebbe Shmuel holds, that's what Rebbe also holds, that it's going to be yediyah satumah shtayim shein arba, because it's not only for a halama of the tumah in regards to mikdash or kodesh, but even for halama of mikdash or halama of kodesh, that's added on from the extra word v'nelem according to Rebbe. So that was what we had quoted in the previous stuff. Amamar, so the Gemara now explains it. The master said, Rebbe said, Vinelam, it says Vinelam. Mechlal Shiyadah says, that already infers that he knew. Ask the Gemara, my mash, but where do you see from the word Vinelam, that it eluded him, that he once knew and then he forgot? Amar Rabbi says, Midlegsiv v'hialum amenu. From the fact that it doesn't say, and it's eluded from him, it sounds like Vinelam, that it then became, I mean, he knew and then he forgot. Because if he never knew, it should have said, it's aluma, it was always blocked. On that, Omalei Abaye asked to Rav Elmiata, but if that's the case, the word Vinelam always infers that it was originally Yediyah and then he forgot. So then let's say Gabi Saita. So regarding the suspected adulterous woman, the Pasuk says in Midbar, says Vinelam me'eni isha, that it was eluded from the eyes of her husband. That's what the halacha of Saita applies to. Then we don't know if she went and she was Mazan or not, so we give her the May Saita to drink. So Machlal Davayadim Ikar, that sounds like, when it says Vinelam, you're saying, means that originally he did know, meaning, as some explain, as Tesis brings, that he knew that she was Tameh, that she was Mazana, that she had to commit adultery, and the Pasuk sounds like that. It says, V'shachav ish eisa shechvazer, that a man, a different man, laid with her carnally, and it says Vinelam, that it eluded the husband, and then he had relations with her, and then he found out, and now he wants to go ahead and make her drink the Mesaita waters. Well, that asked the Gemara, if you're explaining Vinelam means that he originally knew Mi Badka Lamaya, is the water going to check her out? But Vatanul in the Braisa, it says Vanika Ishmi Avain, says in the Pasuk that the man's got to do what he's got to do. He's got to bring her up and check her out because she might have committed adultery. And then if he does what he has to, I bring her up to the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Hamikdash. So the man is cleansed from his sin. Vaisha Hiti says, and the woman will carry her sin. Tells us the Braisa, the two are contingent. When the man is clean from sin, then the warder will check his wife and will punish her if she commit adultery. But ein ha'ish menukum oven, if the man is not cleansed from sin because he had relations with her after that she had already secluded herself, where that's the same thing as Tais explains in this context, because since he forgot about it, obviously he wasn't so particular about it. Because if he once knew, what do you mean he forgot? Obviously that would not be considered menukum oven, because even as the Gemara brings in Saita, that even if someone doesn't protest regarding the sins of his sons and his daughters, the ward is not going to check his wife. He's got to be really punctilious regards to the halacha. So this guy who knew and then he forgot that his wife was Mizana, he's not Menukami Oven. Then the Brisa says, Ein Amayim Boitinus Ishus, the water doesn't check his wife. So how can you say Vanella means that he knew and then he forgot, but then the whole halacha of Saita wouldn't apply if Vanella means that he once knew and the Brisa says if he once knew, then it's not going to check his, the water's not going to check his wife. Vesu, another question, says Abai. Gabi Taira. By the Torah, the Chsiv, there's a pasuk says in Eve, it says, regards to the Torah, it says, V'nelma me'enikol chai, it's eluded from the eyes of all living things, u'me'oif ha'shamayim nistari, and from the birds in the heaven, it's secluded. Now, according to you, that v'nelma means that there was once an awareness, m'chlal de'ikka de'hava yadabe, is that to infer that, but once we had known about everything about the Torah, all its secrets? But for Ksiv, the pasuk says over there, lo yodish enish erka, no man knows its value. So how could you say vanilla means that it infers that there was once an awareness? Elam Abai, rather Abai explains as follows. He says, Ksav Rebbe holds, Yediz beis rabbi, the knowledge that a child had by learning by his school teacher, which he had learned that if you touch something that's tameh, you become tameh. So he knows this, and when he touches something that's tameh, he just didn't contemplate it to realize it. But that's Shema Yediyah, that's called knowledge. Because every school child knows that you touch something that's tummy and your tummy. So therefore, we know that a person knows already. So when he's not aware of it, that's when it says vanellum, it's like he knew and then he forgot. And that's why we already know that there's Yediyah Mitchila and Yediyah B'Saif, and therefore that rather, as he said, he learns the word vanellum but something else, which actually comes to include, not like Rebbe Kiva, which is the halacha of halomas mikdash or kodesh. Because again, every school child knows. And therefore, it's like he automatically had a Yediyah, he just didn't realize it, didn't get the profundity of it. That's called halama. On that only, Rabbi asked Abaya, but then if everybody knows Toma, so the Tani, but then this, that we learned in our Mishnah that said, but let's say Imba Yediyah B'Tchil. Mishnah says, let's say he was not aware of the Toma beforehand. But he's aware of it at the end. So that's what the Mishnah explained, which karbanos are going to go ahead and provide an atonement for the person. On that, as Rav Papa, Mika de Lesley Yediyah Beis Rabbi, is there anyone that doesn't have Yediyah beforehand? Everyone knows, because everyone went to school and everyone learned, you touch tummy, you become tummy, and you're saying that's considered Yediyah. Who could be the one that doesn't have Yediyah B'Tchil? Amalei Abai says, and yes, there is. Mishkachas lebetinik shenishba leben hanachrim. That could be found by a child that was taken in captivity amongst the non-Jews, who never went to cheder, never learned the basics of Yiddishkeit. He didn't know that he touched something that's tameh. He finds out afterwards that, oh, I became tameh and he had committed that sin. That's a case of ein bo yediyah b'tchila, but b'yesh bo yediyah b'saif. But in the general case, there's always yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'saif, and that's alluded to in the word vanellum. Yeah, it doesn't mean every time there's vanellum that there was awareness, but there was some type of a knowledge, which that means that there was yediyah b'tchila and yediyah b'saif and halama bein time. Now the Mishnah explained that another case of Shtayim Shenarbes, Yitziyah Shabbos, the carrying out of one domain to another one on Shabbos, are Shtayim Shenarbes, two that's really four. Now the Gemara asks, Nan Hasam, we learned over there in Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, it says the same halacha, but in a different way. It says Yitziyah Shabbos, carrying out on Shabbos, is Shtayim Shenarbes Bifnim, it's two that's really four inside, meaning that there's going to be two for liability of the Ani, who is on the outside, carrying inside the house, and is the hachnasa carrying in of the homeowner who is inside, and Kate takes him outside and brings inside. And it's the reason why that's four that's regarding the inside, regarding the house, is there's another two that is only going to be chayim and the rabbana, but it's going to be pater, which is when, let's say, the Ani picks it up, he does the kira, and he hands it to the homeowner inside, and the homeowner then does the hanacha. Or if that the homeowner stretches out his hand and the Ani picks it up, puts it in his hand, and the homeowner brings it then inside. Where the halacha is, it says in the Torah, Ba'asai so, when he does it, only as the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos says, Ho'is es kulo, someone who does the whole entire malacha b'tzah, he's going to be chayv. Which includes Akira picking it up and Anacha putting it down. In those cases where each one only does part of it, that's only going to be chayv and the Rabban, and that's going to be putter on the deraisa level. So there's two that's for inside, meaning in regards to achnasa, inside the house. V'shtayim shenar b'chutz, and there's two that's really for regarding outside the same things, just in regards to taking out from the inner domain, from the rishas yachad to the rishas ram to the public domain. Ask the Gemara, ma'ish nahacha de tani shtayim shen dalin besuloi. Why in our Mishnah, when we describe the same phenomenon of itzah, we say that the itzah of Shabbos is two that's four. But why within Mishnah Masech the Shabbos the Tani Shtaim Shen Arba Bifnim the Shtaim Shen Arba Bechutz? Why within does it say it's double? It says two that's four for inside and two that's four for outside, which makes not four but makes a total of eight. Why here does it say only four? There it says eight. Says the Gemara, Hasam the Ikar Shabbos, who there with the primary Masech that is talking about the Malachas, the Isur, the prohibitions of Shabbos. So it expands the list. Tani Avis, it teaches the Av Malacha, the primary Malacha, which is Yitzias, taking out, which is biblical. And the Toilad, this also mentions the derivatives, which, what's the Toilad of Hitzah? Is Achnasa, which is not explicit in the Torah. In the Torah, it says only taking out from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Ram. And then in the Toilad is a derivative from that, is taking from the Rishas Ram into Rishas Yachad. Hacha, the La Vikr Shabbos, but here where the primary Masech does not talk about Shabbos, we only mentioned it because we wanted to say all the lists of Shtayim Shen Arba. So, Avis Tani B'Toladis Lo Tani. So it says only half, it says only the Avis and not the Toladis. Well, that asks the Gemara, Avis Maininu. What's the Av Malacha of Itzah? That's Yitzias, taking out. Now, not taking in. So ask the Gemara, Yitzias Tarti Havim, but if that's the case, then there's actually only two ways of Haitzah. Either that the Ani takes it out, or the Balabais takes it out. But why then does our Mishnah say, Shehen Dalid, that are four? What do you have four? It's only two. And Vechita, maybe you're going to say that, no, we're only talking about the Amalach Beitzah, but the reason why it's four is because Mehen Lechiv, there's two that would be liable for, is either when the homeowner takes it out, or when the poor person takes it out. Or Mehen Leftur, and there are two other cases, also of Beitzah, which is exempt on the biblical level, only liable rabbinically. One, which is when the Ani stretches his hand inside and the homeowner puts it out, puts it into his hand, and the poor man then takes it out, where he's the homeowner's, where the Ani is doing the Hanacha, but he didn't do the Akira, and the Balabais did the Akira, but didn't do the Hanacha, so they're both going to be exempt. And the other case would be when the homeowner sticks his hand outside with the object in his hand, and the Ani takes it from there and he puts it down, where the homeowner did the Akira and the Ani did the Hanacha, so there they're both going to be exempt by both of these Haitzahs, because they're both only doing half. And that has to Gemara, but that can't be the Shehin Arba of our Mishnah, which are only the Av Malacha Beitzah, but half that are going to be Chayav, half that are Pater, because of Adumi, Debaris, Nagam, Kitani. But the other categories are all being compared to each other. And one of the other cases of Shtayim Shehin Arba is Maris Nagayim, and Mahasim Kul Lichayu, but just like over there by the four different shades of the Nega. They're all reliable for a carbon after it becomes Tar, Avhacha Kul Lichayu. Here also, they're all going to be for liability. So I can say Shein Arba is regarding Ptur. So Ella Omer HaPapa, rather Papa says, no. Hasam Dekar Shabbos is a different answer. There with the primary Mesech, this Tomat Shabbos, Tane Chiyuvi Upeturi. It mentions liabilities and exemptions, where the other four are only Michayim and Rabbanan. Hacha Chiyuvi Tane Upeturi Latane. Here in our Mesech, that only mentions four, because it only mentions those cases that you're going to be Chayim for, not for those cases that biblically you're going to be Patra. So ask the Gemara, Chiyuvi Maininu. What are the cases that you're liable for? Yitzias, which is taking out, because that's what it mentions, Yitzias Shabbos. If that's the case, Yitzias, but the taking out that one is chayiv for, Tartihu de'avin. There's only two. One for the poor man taking out, and one for the balabais taking out. So what's the Shein Arba? Oh, says the Gemara, Shtayim de'itzah, v'shtayim de'achnasa. No, the reason why it's Shtayim Shein Arba is, you have the two of itzah, either of the ani or the balabais, and you have another two of taking in, which is either of the ani or the balabais. That is the Gemara, but Yitzias Ketani, the words are taking out. That's bringing in. How can you say Shein Arba of Yitzias is Hachnasa? And then Rav Ashi says, Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah, Hachnasa nam heitzar karila. He calls bringing in, also taking out. Ask the Gemara, Mimai, from where do you know this? As the Gemara continues on the base and says, because it did not learn the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, where it talks about the Avis Malachas, and it talks about the case of the 39th Malach B'Tzah, it says, Hamaitzi mishus lushus chayim. Someone takes out from one domain to another domain on Shabbos, he's liable for the Amalach HaBeitzah. And that says the Gemara, Milo Yeskina de Kama Aili Iuli, isn't it even talking about what type of a taking out? Even when he brings in, because we obviously know that such a case, a person is Chayiv, for bringing in two, as it says in the beginning of the Masechta Shabbos, and yet when it's describing it, for Kukari Lehitza, it's calling it taking out. So you see that bringing in is also called taking out. That is the Gemara. How do you know that? But maybe the way the Mishnah is describing over there of Hamaitzi Mishnas L'Shus Bnei Chayim is only taking out from the private domain to the public domain. And it's not talking about Achnasa of bringing in from Mishnas Ram to Mishnas Yachid. So how do you see that Haitza even includes Achnasa? And that's the Gemara. Im Kain, if that would be the case, that the Mishnah over there is only talking about taking out, so Nisni Hamaitzi Mishnas Yachid L'Shus Rab. When it was describing the Amalach of Beitzah, it should have said, and someone who takes out from the private domain to the public domain, he's Chayef. My Mishras L'Shus, why is it ambiguous? Why does it say that only someone who takes out from one domain to another domain? Da'afil Mishras Rabim L'Shus HaYachid, because it's coming to tell you from any domain to another domain. Even from the public domain to the private domain, which is Hachnasa, V'Karkarilei Hatzah, and the Tan is calling it taking out. So you see that taking out includes also bringing in. So I asked him over time, what's the reason? Why is taking out, even including bringing in? So it's the Gemara, because Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah, kol akiris chevitz mim kaimai, whenever you're moving an object from its place, haitzara karala, that's called taking it out. What's the subject that's being defined over here? You're taking it out from its place, so that even though with regards to the house, you're bringing in, but we're told in regards to the object. The object is going out from where it is, so that doesn't make a difference from Mishras Yachad to Mishras Rab, Mishras Rab to Mishras Yachad, and therefore we can say that the Halacha of our Mishnah that says Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shenarba means taking out the object, whether it's what we call Haitzah or what we call Achnasa, that's the Shtayim Shenarba of Chiyuvim. In contrast, the Mishnah Mishras HaShabbos Tumah Peturim also. Therefore there was 8 and here it's just 4. Now, Amar Avinu says, Masnit in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, Nami Deka, is also precise to show this idea that we're saying that even Hachnasa bringing in is called Yitziyah. Because Iktani, the Mishnah there teaches, Yitziyah Shabbos, the taking out of the Avmalach of Shabbos, are Shtayim Shen Arba Bifnim, are two that's really four for inside the house, the Shtayim Shen Arba Chutz are two that's really four for outside the house, for Shusar Ab. Now, V'komafarish Hachnasa, and right away the opening Mishnah talks about the av melacha, the melacha of bringing in, because it says over there, Ketza, and the Mishnah says, okay, and how are these cases? And the Mishnah describes over there. It says, ha'ani oimid b'chutz, the poor man's on the outside. Baal bayis b'fnim, the homeowner's on the inside. And it says, pasher ha'ani yisad l'fnim, the poor man sticks his hand inside. V'nosin l'tech yodish ha'baal bayis, and he puts something into the hand of the homeowner, that's hachnasa. And it's saying over there, yitziya Shabbos. Shema Minah, a precise reading from that Mishnah also indicates that Yitzias includes the case of Achnasa too, and therefore our Mishnah is not difficult when we say Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shenarba includes Achnasa too, and that's the four cases of Chiyuv. Another approach, Rava Amar, to resolve the difficulty about how could it include Achnasa when it's saying Yitzias, he says Rishuyis Ketani. It means domains. Rishuyis Shabbos Shtayim, the domains of Shabbos are two, which according to Tesis, what Rav is explaining the Mishnah as, the domains of Shabbos have two liabilities, which are four inside, and there's two liabilities, which are four outside. And that's the understanding of, it's not difficult why it uses the word Yitzis, because it doesn't really mean Yitzis, it means Rishuyas domains. Domains are, that could be two, which is really four, or two, four that's inside, or four that's outside. But the point is that resolves the difficulty with bringing in, because we're not talking about the act of taking in or taking out. It refers to domains, which that could include whether taking out or taking in from these two different domains. The Mishnah then said that the last category, Maris Nagoyim, the appearances of a Nega, are Shnaim Shen Arba, are two that I mentioned in the Torah, which are really four that a person would be Chayav a carbon for when he becomes tar from that Nega Tzaras, which that's like our Mishnah was talking about, for cases of being Chayav a carbon for these cases. Now, Tznan Hasim, we learned over there in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Masechta Nagoyim, that elaborates on this halacha. It says, Maris Nagoyim, the appearances of a Nega, are Shnaim Shen Arba. Now Rashi actually points out why by all of them does it say Shtayim Shein Arba, and here it says Shnayim. It's because the word Mara is a masculine term, and that's why it says in the masculine of Shnayim Shein Arba. So what does it mean Shnayim Shein Arba? There's two that are written in the Torah. It says Seheis and Baheris. Because although it says another word Sapachas, that's actually not the name of a Negev, as the Gemara later on explained. Rather, the word Sapachas means secondary to something else. So that's what it means, Shehin Arba, because another two should be included for both Baheris and Tse'es, which are the two Teilodis, which is what Sapachas means, which, as the Gemara tells us later on, the Vav Mabez, includes two more. So what are these four? Says the Mishnah, Baheris is Azakashelik. That's strong like snow, meaning that Aza means it's very white. which the Gemara later will explain how do we know that. Shniyala, second to that, meaning the secondary, the toilado of Baharis, is Kesira Heichel, is like the lime of the sanctuary. Se'es, which is written in the Torah, is Ketzemer Lavan, is like white wool. Shniyala, the secondary one, the toilado of that, is Kekrumbe, is like the membrane of an egg. Now, although that white wool is stronger than the whiteness of lime, but obviously Se'es, which is an av, just like Beheres, which are the two written in the Torah, is closer to the whiteness of Beheres, more than the Toilada of Beheres. It's just a little bit higher, because it's not as white as Beheres, and the reason is because whatever is darker looks higher than white. White looks deeper, and actually that's why it's called Se'es, which means higher, elevated, because it looks a little bit higher than the Beheres. Now, their secondaries, the toilados, which are included, which are lime, sid, and krum beya, the membrane of an egg, the sid is whiter than the krum. Now, any appearance of white that's lower than the whiteness of the membrane of an egg is not a negar, rather that's what's called bayak, and that's tar. Now, these two maras of the toilados, we say that the whiter one goes for the av that's whiter, and the one that's higher, meaning not as white, goes to the av that's higher. So therefore, sid is the telada of Baharis, and krum is the telada of Se'es. And the pasuk includes the teladas, what makes something a telada for the av, that it combines with the av, if it has that same appearance, to be the size of a gris, which is the minimum size of the nega, a size of a bean, that they join together. So the sid would join with the sheleg, and the krum bay would join with the temelavim. That's how the Mishnah explains Masechtas Nagayim. So Amr B'Chanina, he says, Man Tana Maris Nagoyim. He says, who's the Tana of that Mishnah which talks about Maris Nagoyim and explains it as categorized over there of Avis and Teilades? Says that Shtaim Shehin Arba, where it says the Av and its Teilada, and then says the other Av and its Teilada. Says the Gemara, Delek Rebbe Kiva, it's not like Rebbe Kiva. Why? Because the Rebbe Kiva would be like Rebbe Kiva. Kiva in the Amar, since he says later on, when he describes the Maris Nagoyim, he says, Zulam Ailam is Zu, but Zulam Ailam is Zu. He puts the order of the Negoim one higher than the other. He first says there's Shelig snow, then he puts Semer wool, which is the two Av Malachas, then he puts Sid lime, and then he puts Krum, which is the membrane, which is the order of the depth of whiteness, the strongest to the lowest. So Gemara tells us later on, the order of how he puts it in the Mishnah, that's how they combine together. But none of them could combine with somebody that's two levels higher. It could only join with somebody that's one level higher. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, so therefore if Rebbe Kiva describes, if the Tana of the Mishnah would be Rebbe Kiva, which is in the order of Avis and Teilades, then Tiharta Sid Heichel Militzarev, then you would purify, you wouldn't give the opportunity of the appearance of white, of that type of a nega, which has the color of lime of a sanctuary, from combining. Because from the fact that we said that Sid, the lime, is Shni, is secondary to the Beharis, as the Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechtas Nagoyim, and it doesn't say that it's secondary to Se'es, so we know that it's lower down than Se'es. So obviously the Tana of that Mishnah holds that it's not the same as Se'es, and therefore it does not combine with it, because it's not a Toilad of Se'es, it's only Toilad of Beharis. Now, based on that, says the Gemara, if you said that the Mishnah was like Rebbe Kiva, Bahadi Man Letzarfi, with what would you combine Sid Heichel? As the Gemara explains, Letzarfi Bahadi Beharis, if you would think so, okay, combine Sid Heichel with Beharis, which is its Av. On that, says the Gemara, but if you hold like Rebbe Kiva, but Ika Se'es, but there's Se'es, which is like wool, Da Difimina, which is more white than the Sid Heichel. So it comes out the Beharis is two levels ahead of the Sid, and Rebbe Kiva says, no, you could only join something that's one level ahead of it. And if you're going to say, Letzarfe Bahadi Se'es, that you should combine the Sid with Se'es, which is only one level ahead of it, but Lav Telada Didehu. But it's not the Telada of Se'es, where we said it's not part of Se'es, but rather it's a type of Baharis. In contrast, if the Tana of the Mishnah was like Rebbe Kiva, the Tana should have said as follows. It should have said, Baharis is Azek Hashelig. Then it should have described Se'es is Ketzer Malavan. And then Shnila, their secondaries, are Sid Heichel and Krum Beya. Well, then you could have said that they're all one type, where Beharis and Se'es combine, which is one level lower than it. Se'es and Se'id combine. So it comes out that you would find something for Sid to combine with, and actually that's how it's taught in Torah's Kainim, that it says Beharis and Se'es combine, and comes to teach that the word Vahaya comes to teach that they combine one with the other. But now that you're separating, as the Mishnah in the Goyim does, a telada for this av and a telada for this av, so that obviously we hold that you can only combine with its av. Here, therefore, sit cannot combine with its av because it's two levels away, and it cannot combine with se'es because it's not its telada. So now ask the Gemara, ihachi, but if that's the case, that Rabbi Kiva holds that you cannot combine something with something that's two levels higher than it, well then, krumbe anami, then why don't you ask regarding the membrane of an egg too? Bahadiman letzarfi, your question should be difficult on that one too. What are you going to combine the egg membrane with? If you're going to say letzarfi bahadi se'ez to combine with its av, which is se'ez, ikasid the other vine. No, you have sid lime, which is better than the krumbeya, and therefore makes se'ez two levels higher than its teilada. And you can't do it, according to Rabbi Kiva. And letzarf about the sid, if you can say combined with lime, no, la bar minehu, it's not the same thing because they're not both teladas of the one av. So that the Gemara answers no. As the Gemara continues, top of Avman Aleph, Haiman. No, what's your question? Bishleim ebeloi sid heichel, if we didn't have the difficulty with regards to what are we going to combine sid heichel with, krumbe le kasha, the egg membrane would not be a difficulty. Because the avagav the krumbe ye mitatoi de se'e is because although that the egg membrane is lower than se'e's, by, as we said, by two levels. But Rachman Amar, the Torah says as follows, it says, Vila Se'ez, Vila Se'pachas. It mentions Beharis, it mentions Se'ez, which are the two Av, Maris Nagoim, and then it mentions Ula Se'pachas. The word Se'pachas means what's nitful with it, what's secondary to it. So obviously the Torah is including a Tufel, a secondary to Se'ez, which that sounds like anything that's secondary to it, as long as it's one of the appearances of an Ega. Sapachas to fail la se'es. Sapachas is a secondary to se'es, which we said, krumbeya is a type of a maranega, and that would be secondary to se'es, which is avagav de menachsim in etuvah. The Torah is explicitly telling us, even if it's much lower than it. So Rabbi Kiva would hold that you would include for se'es a telada, but for beheres, it would not be included, because sapachas is only written by se'es. So by se'es, you could join together with beheres, because like we said, it's near it, and it says v'haya, which tells us that they combine. And sid would combine with se'ez by default, because it's similar to it. And krum would combine with se'ez, because we said by se'ez, it says sapachas, which includes a telado. And we would explain that the halacha of zula mal mezur kontra bekibu would be sid with se'ez and baharis. But, says the Gemara, so that's not difficult to us. El Asid Heichel, but regarding the case of the lime of the sanctuary, now that you're saying from the Mishnah Masechet Nagoyim that we're separating these two different types, where each one is a telad of different av, Kasha, that's a difficult, how could you combine Beheres to his telad, the Sid, but a contra Bekiva, he holds has to be one above the other one. And the Mishnah in Nagoyim, it has to say that it has to go with the av with its telad. Now, the reason why this is difficult is because you cannot say a contra Bekiva that just like we include a tufel to se'ez, so too we should come to include a tufel to beheres. And the reason why we would do that is actually, as the Gemara tells us later on, like the Rabbon hold that there's a gezeir shav between the two of them. And that says, Rashi, you know, you wouldn't be able to do that because then according to Rabbi Kiva, it says, Zulam al Mizu, you wouldn't have that actuality according to Rabbi Kiva because you would only have an avanitz telada and you're not allowed to become combine something that's higher than it by two levels. So Ella, rather, that's what the Gemara says, Machvarta, it's clear, Masnit, like Rabbi Kiva, yes, so we proved, again, not because of the second question, not because of Krumbeya, that we said we wouldn't have a difficulty with, that would combine with Se'ez, because it says, Le'Se'ez, Le'Sapachas, but the difficulty would be that the Mishnah, Masechet Nagoyim, obviously not like Rabbi Kiva, because, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's one above the other, and as we said, then Sid Heichel has nothing to combine with, and he says each one combines with the one above it, but again, we said, if you're saying it has to be Avanes Teilada, so then Sid cannot combine with the one above it of Se'ez. It would only be with Beharis, but it can't be with Beharis because it's two levels ahead of it. So obviously the Mishnah Masechet Nagoyim is not like Rabbi Kiva.